I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In Toulouse, France, tomorrow, European airplane maker Airbus will show off a new plane, the biggest passenger plane ever. It's called the A380 Super Jumbo. It should actually begin flying sometime next year. This is also the most expensive passenger plane ever built. Government subsidies went into its development, and they are the subject of a dispute between Europe and this country. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first, tell us about this new gigantic jet. It's supposed to carry more than 500 passengers.
Yeah, Alex, actually 555 seats, and if they're converted to all economy, take out all those nice big leather first class seats, it can hold more than 800 people. This is a double-decker. The top part goes all the way to the back of the plane. We're also used to planes with one or two aisles. This one will have four aisles. And, by the way, four Rolls-Royce engines. It's got a wingspan wider than the White House. Airports are literally having to rebuild their gates to fit this thing. On the flip side, the potential negative, it's going to take a long time to load that plane, which could frustrate some flyers. But Airbus is hoping that this will basically replace the Boeing 747, which seats 416 passengers.
That's still a lot of people, but you think about how long it takes to get on planes now and actually get the things in the air. I'm not sure anyone wants to fly on a plane with that many people, on fellow passengers. Well, which of the airlines are buying this thing?
Well, so far, Airbus has gotten orders for 139 of them at a list price of $260 million each. Virgin Atlantic bought six. UPS is in a deal for 10 of them with the possibility of 10 more. Singapore Airlines will actually be the first to fly it commercially, as you said, early next year. Overall, so far, 14 customers. But this was an incredibly expensive plane to develop. It's nearly $2 billion over budget. And Airbus is saying that it needs to sell 250 of them just to break even.
So what about the subsidy dispute in all this? This is Airbus and Boeing.
Yep, we hear about this all the time, and last week negotiators from the U.S. and the European Union actually agreed to try to work out the subsidy issue on their own without taking it to the World Trade Organization. You know, that's where so many of these trade disputes end up. Last year, the U.S. dropped out of a 12-year-old agreement limiting subsidies to airplane makers, and so the EU complained to the WTO, and they've been filing these complaints back and forth, but now they're going to try to do it without the World Trade Organization. But the A380 is really what Boeing might call a poster child for what you can do with government backing. About 33% of the A380's development costs were picked up by governments. But then Airbus will tell you that Boeing's received about $23 billion in subsidies just since 1992. So they've got a lot to work out. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at money in judicial elections.
All right. Well, listen for that. Thank you, Tess Figlin of Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.